Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Phil.
Hey. Can you hear me okay? Does it sound like I'm getting a decent signal?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. I am glad everybody's here. But there's one person who's not going to be on the call today, and it's going to be me. Because right this minute, I am in University of Miami, Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, and I'm getting some really cool imaging done of my eyes. They're just checking on the surgery that they did on me. So it's a whole big production here. But it's really cool. They get pictures of, like, the back of your eye and the retina, and then they're doing the cornea. So you got to go from department to department. So anyway, Tasso, are you here?
I'm here.
So, guys, I want you to have the call anyway, and my intention was to review the MAX 10 today. I didn't expect to be here this long. I'm going to do the MAX 10 on the next call. For those who don't know what the MAX 10 is, it means maximum 10, and it is the greatest time ownership system in the world. And I'm a little biased because I created it, but I created it out of frustration. I struggled with time management through the early part of my career. I took workshops. I sat and I bought books. I took courses. And all that those things did was make me busier. And then the day came that I said, I don't want to manage time. I manage my staff. I manage my family. I manage enough things. I didn't want to manage time. I wanted to own it. And out of that came the MAX 10. So next week, coming up live, the MAX 10 time management system. So today I've asked Tasso if he could just cover for me. And what I would like you guys to do, because Tasso has gone through not only the complete Be Better program, but he's been a part of my Be Better Platinum program, and I do have some other programs as well, which he may talk about. But I just said, you know, a lot of people in this group are reluctant to reach out, to ask for the help they need. And Kathy, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Kathy, I would hug you. Here, receive this hug. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So that's for the effort that you put into trying to pull these people forward. And I said to you, good, you got them to acknowledge that they're going to participate in the group. Let's see what happens. And here you are, expending energy going, come on, guys, where are you? Let me tell you what's going on with me. But it's hard. It's hard with this group. And again, I don't know why. I told you every group has its own personality. I know for certain there will be growth here. I know there are people in this group, I could name five of them right off the top of my head, who email me after every call, but they choose not to participate on the calls. You know, I wish you guys would. I understand that you choose not to, but I think it would help the group. But anyway, so Tasso's going to share some insights, and I'm going to urge you guys to participate. Just kind of use this call as an opportunity to learn from somebody who's gone through this and has been where you are and has risen above. Tasso, how's that for a setup?
Over promised. Well, you know.
All right, let me back it off. You know, Tasso's going to talk about some stuff that may or may not be good. How's that? Does that make you feel more comfortable?
There you go. Under promise, over deliver. There we go. Hot damn.
All right, so Tasso, I'm turning it over to you. Guys, please, I do, don't leave Kathy hanging out there in the wind. So even after the call, like, get on the board and just at least say, hi, Kathy. Just that. All right, it'll make her feel better, and then maybe a little at a time, you guys will open up. All right,
well,
so Tasso, take it away, and I'll talk to you guys live and in person next week. Okay.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
Hey, everybody. So as Phil said, I joined the Be Better group. Probably now it's almost 8 years, I believe, since I've been in Be Better, and
wow.
I went in originally because I had really sunk to an all-time low in my business. Having gone through a divorce, death of a mother, death of a brother, just really got very distracted and went through a poor economic time. So I was very much on my heels at that time, and I had known Phil for probably in excess of 20, 25 years, hearing him speak at different conventions. And so finally I called him up one day and I said, hey, Phil, you know, I've heard you talk. I want to hear if you're really as good as you say you are, kind of deal. And he has proven to be as sincere and as dedicated to our profession as we could have imagined in that. And so much so, I've sent several friends to them. So when Phil asked me if I would do this, the first thing I want to do is I caught the two guys talking before. I don't know who's from Atlanta. Is that David from Atlanta?
No, it's Nathan.
Nathan, okay. I caught you guys talking about. I heard you guys talking about time management and. You made a comment like you know, you get caught up in doing all these things about the schedule starts to run you. And I can tell you that I was in that exact same mode because I was so desperate to survive what I'd been through and come out of it. So this is sort of a plug for the Max 10 for next week because I began using the Max 10 and I began to grow my business again and really get the rest that I really needed. And part of that is, number one, is beginning to increase your value to yourself and to your clients and then what you invest your money in and they invest their money in so that you're creating more revenue. The second part I came to the call with is I do see what Phil is frustrated with, and I almost sit there and I hear you guys talk, and I say, man, that's so-and-so in my group, or that's so-and-so in this other group I was in, because I've been in several of his programs, like he said. So I want to come back to you now and tell you that I live in Daytona Beach, Florida, in a community that has 37,000 households, and our average salary in this area is probably only about $86,000. And I say that because so many times we are afraid to make the move to the next step in what we're doing. So my first question that I would love you guys to participate in is, if there was one thing that was holding you back from taking control of your schedule or from increasing your rates, or as I saw the one conversation go, do orientations, because I was not doing orientations, and you talk about a hard head, it took me 4 or 5 years to actually do my first orientation. Now we do 2 per week in my club, and it has been a huge educator to my current members and my past members. So I would target those 3 things: raising your rates, taking control of your schedule and your future, or the role of orientations. Are there any things that you guys can particularly say hold you back, so I can maybe relate experiences of what I've experienced with friends I've referred to Phil and that type of thing? Kathy, I know that you have made a huge leap.
I have, yes.
So
the question I have is, so orientations. I'm kind of stuck on how to get started on that and how to go about getting people. Do I put it on Facebook, or do I try when I go out and talk to five people a day? What worked for you the best?
Well,
for the group, anyone.
Here's how it happened with me. My problem, Kathy. It was Kathy asked the question, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I know David had an orientation, but he was pretty creative in that. But yeah, so go ahead. How did you do that?
My challenge was not getting the people, because I'm this extroverted. I'm sort of like Gary. I'll talk to the wall when I'm out there and wait for the wall to talk back to me. So I'm always got something to say to somebody, okay? I'm that smart ass in the crowd, and I'm always striking up somebody. So I have no problem with 5 a day. 5 a day was not the barrier for me. The barrier for me was that I was used to sitting in consultations and giving 60 to 90 minutes of my time doing this elaborate 6-10-page evaluation of a client to find out where they were in their journey and what their personality was, and I was giving it away for free. So I had a real issue with charging $20. So first, let me tell you that how I got over that was I picked a charity, which today, as I sit in my office today, we are in the midst of our promotion for that charity. And from starting 4.5 years ago to charge $20 for the orientation and saying this money is going to be donated to the charity, the money goes to me and my trainers now. But we are now raising, our goal this year is to raise $10,000 for a charity here in our community. It's the same 2 charities we've always had, Food Brings Hope and Boys and Girls Club. So that got me over my hump. As far as contact, I did several things. Number one was I would go to Chamber of Commerce meetings, and I would, of course, talk to people. But as part of the handouts that you could give to these, you know, you don't have to join the chamber, and I didn't because I was dead on the bottom of the rung at the time. financially, and I was more concerned with keeping my facility open than I was mm-hmm. with, hey, am I going to join the Chamber of Commerce? So I would pay $10, go to the Chamber, and for that $10, I could put flyers for them to give out. And the flyers was, at the time, it was, I can transform your body and your health. And I would give a money-back guarantee on the $20. And that way they would call, they would give us their credit card, and many times we didn't have to collect the money because they were upgrading into a program when they left, okay? So that has been going on now for about 2.5 years at full go. It wasn't the first time I put out a flyer. You're going to tweak the flyer to your message, sort of like what Phil tells you, that you want to go out and you want to talk to people and you want to know who you are. That is a challenging question to get to and to answer for yourself. Today, I constantly evolve. Every time I have our Be Better group or I listen to this group, it's been hugely beneficial for me to listen to this group because I go back and I write notes to myself because I'm a note taker, so I have my journal out the whole time. So mm-hmm. for that reason, I find that you're constantly evolving this vision of who you are, and you have to communicate that vision to people. You have to become that healer in the community. At first, I was intimidated to speak to doctors because I was always worried about, well, what if the doctor asks me a question I don't know the answer to, or he challenges my source or something like that. Has never happened. Some of my best alliances now are with physicians, and now those flyers can go into their offices, and they'll say, because, you know, they tell a person to go exercise, and they exercise and eat better, which you've heard Phil talk about, and for mm-hmm. them it's go out and walk, make better choices eating. Well, my seminar serves that purpose for them. They don't have to join the club or anything of that nature. So you're going to find that what you're learning, and I think the biggest thing is making the transformation to believe that it's time to grow again, because we get caught in that. Because some of you are very, very successful, as I've talked to Phil on this call. He said some of you are very successful, and it may be challenging to you to change what you do. There's nobody more challenging than I was. I mean, I'm a 38-year veteran of the fitness industry. I started out in racquetball, moved into fitness, moved into one-on-one programming, and so I've been stuck in my philosophy. And what I've learned to do is to put my philosophy to what Phil teaches us, and now the science comes behind it. So I realize I didn't answer your question completely, Kathy. But so the first step was I was going to chamber events, because I found it very easy to get my five a day. And I didn't just give my flyers out. If I were talking to you and I introduced myself and I gave you a flyer, I said, would you mind if I emailed you some information? And I would get your card and write your thing. It takes that next step. Because, you know, I was married at one time, and my wife would tell me, oh, so-and-so is going to come join the club. And I would call that street knowledge, street promises. The pathway to hell is paved with great intentions. They weren't going to join, but they wanted to talk about joining. But if you can drip on them, if you can send the information to your flyer, and when you change your seminar, because you're going to change your seminar from time to time. If you do one of Phil's other programs, you know, right now he's advertising Transgenesis. Well, if you're going to market Transgenesis, your message is going to change to the better. And so you have something to always pique interest to these people. The other place mm-hmm. that I had the good response was making the – I'm a member of a group called the Executive Administration of Administrators of Daytona Beach. And that's a networking group. And in that group, you're allowed to make a 13-minute presentation. So I broke my presentation into 8 minutes of my orientation to just whet their appetite. And then I used the Navajo technique to have them imagine what they could become. And from there, they reacted to the flyer. So wow. The three ways that I got it was out in the public, talking to people, because I had no problem with that. Number in my social circles especially. Number two was going to the Chamber of Commerce or large events type of thing. And number three was going to my networking group where you bring a lead and you talk. And I made sure that I got to the point in those groups where I got to make my presentation. So I don't know if those groups are available to you, but they're easy ways because you become the expert in that group.
Actually, they are. That's great advice.
So those are things.
Okay.
I also did the speaking route and still do of the Kiwanis Club and the Rotary Club and that type of thing, and you have to have something to draw them to you when you go make that presentation. Because so many people are there just to hear who the speaker is. You got to go knock them on their socks in that 5 to 10 minutes you've got. It's what Phil began to talk to you last week. It's build the confidence to speak to them and give them a reason to come to you. I'm your vehicle to change your health and your life. You know, that's a very strong commitment to people. It's not, I'm going to help you lose 10 or 15 pounds, you know. So I'm going back to the other part of the group, Kathy. I appreciate you saving me, but there's some other guys out there that were on the call. And tell me where your businesses are at. Tell me where you're at, and so we can see where you can start to use the stuff you're learning.
Hey, this is Nathan.
Okay, Nathan.
So I've already done an orientation. Had 7 people sign up for that. Closed 2 of those. I've already raised my rates, and I've already completed my schedule. I've cut back. I've still been helping out. I was talking about this on the call a couple weeks ago. I closed my gym a couple years ago, and I picked up. I had corporate accounts that my trainers would go to. I kept one of those just because it was fun. I already have my schedule where I have Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays off, and I only work Monday through Thursday. And that is pretty much set in stone. I'm trying to get the back ends of my Tuesdays and Thursdays to be a little bit less. I'm still working till 7 on those days, and the goal is to get that to 5 p.m. And I can do that after I kind of eliminate those guys that are still downtown and then move everybody, the rest of my folks, up to my office where I currently live. So that's kind of where I'm at. I reached out to do my orientation, Kathy. I was talking to people. I asked my clients for referrals. And then I had 2 email lists from the gym. I had 1 email list that I let go, which had about 2,500 people on it. And that was part of my disgust that I was talking about a couple weeks ago. So I've built up another email list, which has about 160 people on it. And I emailed them a couple times as well. And, you know, I charge them $20, and because I don't think that we should do anything for free. And I've been with Phil since 2005, so I kind of know, you know, he got me out of that free stuff a long time ago and trying to, you know, do things for free and think about yourself as a professional. So that's kind of where I am. I'm having fun. It's been interesting over the last couple months to hear everybody and everything. And I know I'm not very active on the board. I do have, just like the other people had been mentioning, I think Darby mentioned, I have, it doesn't matter, and this is something that I really have to work on, because it doesn't matter how much money I make, I always have that money monster worry.
Money worry, yeah.
Yeah, because when we were making 25 grand a month at the gym, I was still worried about money. And it was funny because, you know, I had the same, it was the same feeling that I had when I was making 5 grand a month just as a personal trainer, and then 10 grand a month. And when I was making $100,000 a year, I was like still worried about money. So it's never, you know, it's not like, well, I'm going to get here and then it'll be over. It'll just, it's something that, I'll never have to, once I don't fear it anymore, it'll be completely gone. It's something that you have to work on regularly. You know, you have to talk to people regularly, because it's a habit, and it's just like riding a bike. It's just like swimming. It's just like, you know, anything, you know, the practice. And I had gotten out of practice of talking to people, and it was really difficult for me when we first started the group to just talk to people, because, you know, here at downtown Atlanta, and I think Gary was saying something about the same thing, is a lot of people are on their phone. A lot of people don't want to talk, but I just make it a point to just kind of, I interrupt them now, you know, and I get people to talk to me, and now it's real simple, you know, it's real easy. I talk to everybody again, and this is how I was back, I'm 42 now, and this is how I was back when I was 23 and I was hustling all the time. You know, I was talking to everybody that would just at least look in my direction, and so now that's where I'm getting, and it's real simple. I think we make it harder than it has to be, or we're always looking for something outside ourselves to make it work. But it's all within us, guys, and I hope that you guys can all do it, because it's all possible.
Hey, Nathan, you know the one little trick that I picked up that I did is in talking to people and stuff is I would walk down the aisles, and I learned this from Phil. I would walk down the aisles. I'd be shopping, right? And there'd be someone there standing just sort of staring, you know, aimlessly into this label on the thing. They'd be looking at it. They might be checking price. They might be whatever it was. And I go like, hey, what are you looking for on that? And they just in response go, well, I'm looking for which one's going to be best for me on my diet. I'm on this diet, or I'm trying to look for sodium. And that opens your mind, opens your opportunity for you, going back, Kathy, to opportunities to get them to your thing, is to say, well, listen, I do a little bit of this. Let me tell you, look here on your label, boom, 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 and go down. Now, they'll either respect your language. I've never had anybody go, get the hell out of me. What are you doing? Are you crazy?
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But I've never had that happen, which is our big fear, right? So
yep.
And I've done that, and you sort of joke about it. And then they're always going to ask you, well, you're pretty knowledgeable. What do you do for a living?
Right.
And then that's the opportunity to invite them to the thing. Hey, if you give me your email address, you got a business card, I'll send it to you. You know, I'll give them my business card, but I always keep a back of mine, and I write their email address on because, hey, you have to follow up. You're absolutely right, Nathan, that, you know, you have an email list of 2,500. I have one of 5,600. I have to tell you the honest God truth. I do not expect much from that email list. I do not put a lot of power behind that. What I do with it, though, is include it as part of my actions. Like if I feel compelled to write an article in the club to educate people, or I want to write a blog on Facebook, I will write that, and then I will copy and paste it, and put it in a little format of it's from Bodies by Tasso and Company, and send it out to that email list. So I'm constantly making them aware, like, you know, you get that person that says, wow, this guy sounds so much smarter than when I knew him before, you know.
Right.
We're more than just jocks, right? So we're thinkers, not stinkers, like Rocky would say, is what they start to think about us. So I appreciate that. And I'm going to be in your city on the 9th through the 13th. I'm going to be in Atlanta. I love being up there.
Oh yeah, it's great. This time of year, last couple weeks, couple days, it's not been too hot. Over the last couple weeks, you know, it's gotten into the 90s, and it's pretty. I mean, it's been hurting, but the last week or so, it's not. It hasn't been too bad. The other thing I wanted to add to that too about talking to the supermarkets is that, you know, we need to have an expectation, but don't be emotionally attached to the result. And I think we get, you know, we want to do a one and done, and we want one thing to happen, or if we talk to one person, and like you said, sometimes you have to drip on people. They may not be ready right then, and they may need to talk to you. And it was funny because I was talking to a lady in the gym, and every day I'd go in there to my new office is, they have a gym for when I'm not seeing patients and stuff. And, you know, I said hi to her every time I'm in there. How you doing? And she would say hi, but she looked very reluctant. Today was the first day in the last 8 weeks that she came up and said hi to me first. So, it's, you know, I don't know if, you know, sometimes personal trainers, we get a bad rap, you know, because, oh, we're going to try to push our services on you, and we're going to try to sell you, and we're going to try to do this. I don't really care, you know, and I tell people that. This one guy has asked me for my card 3 times. He keeps losing my card. And I said, listen, I'm not going to give you any more cards. You know where I'm at. But, you know, you call me when you're ready, if you're ever ready. If not, that's fine. You know, just like Phil said, at the end of the orientation, you know, whoever's ready to go, go. Whoever's ready to stay, stay. You know, and if I can help you in any other way, please let me know. You know, and follow up with those people. But don't expect the outcome to be in your favor, right? Because that's what we're doing with our rectangle and our circle. But don't be emotionally attached to that person or that outcome, because that's when we get the problem. That's when we get hung up on things and things don't start going our way. So expect, but don't be emotionally attached.
Nathan, do you have anything in particular that you have as a fear other than money worry? Do you think, man, how many? Because it always seems like it sort of works out when you're doing when you get your little checklist, you go down and you say, hey, I got to do this, this, and this. It always seems to sort of work out, doesn't it?
Yep, it sure does. And I think that. It's this, it, like you were saying, it's like the stinking thinking that gets us into trouble. You know, I have, for a personal thing, you know, when I was younger, when I was in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, I got picked on a lot. I was a little kid, you know, I got thrown in the locker. And as I started to get older, 9th, 10th, 11th grade, I was in Taekwondo, and, you know, I went to Olympic trials and stuff. As an adult, and I still have that thing that I have prove myself. And it's still, at this age right now, I still feel like that little kid sometimes, that I'm not good enough. And that's something that I work on, you know, because people say, well, you have it together. You know, you're this athlete, you've done this, and you've gone to world championships, and you make this, and you drive around that. But still, I still have that little kid in me, that little kid that fears not being good enough.
Right.
So, you know, you don't know what's, you know, and I'm sharing that with you guys. I don't share that with too many people. I don't share that with a lot of my clients. You know, even when I'm up on stage, I don't share that kind of stuff. So that was the first time that just kind of came out. But that's the thing is, like, I always have a fear of sometimes it's better than others, but I do have to work on that money fear. And then I do have to work on that fear about not being good enough and being rejected. As much as I do have success, I still have the fear of somebody saying no, you know, or how that's going to be. And that's why I say try to expect and not have that emotional attachment to things. So when I think about that, then I'm better and I'm more on my game than thinking about as if I'm that little kid worrying if somebody's going to like me or not, you know?
Yeah. All right. Is there anybody else other than Nathan and Catherine to speak and bring up something they have as a challenge? You know, this is it's a no judgment zone kind of thing to pull something from Planet Fitness. What's your other fears of taking this next step? What's the big hurdle for you?
Hey guys, David here.
Hey David.
Hey, what's up? Hey Nathan, man, I'm west of you. I'm out in Douglasville. I didn't know you were in Atlanta. That's what's up, man. I got to come check you out one day.
Oh wow, yeah. I saw that on the message board, and I didn't even put it together. I thought Douglasville, but I didn't think of my Douglasville. I thought of something else.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. Yeah.
So yeah, guys. So I've done a orientation. I did one 2 weeks ago. I'm doing another one tonight. And Nathan, both you and Tasso both addressed it. My challenge has been the whole talk to people. I'm more prone to, I'd rather send an email or do a post on Facebook, come to my thing, as opposed to getting up, going into Publix or Kroger, and because I feel like I'm in stalker mode. It's like, okay, let me go find an app or ICA. and that's something I really got to get over, because I realize that's like a missing link. And
hey, Dave,
Nathan, thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Are you a passionate person? Do you think of yourself as a passionate person or an impassionate person?
I would say I can be passionate, yeah. Sure.
Do you think of yourself as a caring or an uncaring person?
Caring.
Okay, so here's what will get you over that email thing that you want to be sort of like the man behind the curtain, is that no one can see that in your eyes. No one can hear that in your voice. No one can be compelled. Remember, we have to capture, we have to compel, we have to thrill them. And it's
mm-hmm.
impossible to do that through an email, because there's a lot of bullshitters that can write great emails, but then you go and all it is, you know, well, I didn't get anything out of this cat. You know, he didn't help me at all. And you know, he's a bunch of BS. So, but when you can look eye to eye with people, because that's how you're going to train them, and they can develop that relationship, that affinity, they can feel your empathy, and they know that you care, and they know that you know your stuff. That's how you communicate it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have that fear come up, think about that. Think about, man, I'm a lot better in person than I am on a piece of paper. It's like, you know, I'm a Florida Gator fan, and you know, so we, you know, Spurrier used to say about Tennessee, they're going to change the stadium floor of Tennessee to cardboard instead of AstroTurf, because the team looks a lot better on paper than it does in person, right? So, you know, you look a lot better and sound a lot better in person. So that, use that thought process to drive you away from that fear of going out and saying to someone, man, I'm the person for you. I'm the person that can help you. I'm your vehicle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what else, Dave, do you find? In Douglasville, you probably know Gordon Johnson, that owns the Gold's Gyms up there.
Yep, sure do. Yep,
great
competitor.
Guy. Yeah. Oh,
how do you know, Gordon? Are you affiliated with Gold's Gym?
No. I'm a small personal training facility in Ormond here.
How do you know Gordon?
We had Healthy Inspirations Women's Weight Loss Centers together. And I knew him from IHRSA years ago when I was working at a racquetball club. He came down and looked at our club when he was getting ready to remodel Gold's back
wow.
in the mid-80s.
Okay.
Yeah. Good people, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so anybody else have reservations? What's the big step? Tell me the next big step for you. Maybe it's not a fear right now. You just don't know how to get there. Maybe we can help. What's the next big step you think you have to do? Is it doing an orientation? Is it raising your rates? What is the challenge for somebody out there? Is Darby on the call? No Darby? Because she was in my very first Be Better group. So besides Nathan, Catherine, and David, anybody else got anything to contribute, any challenges, any questions? Okay. How about this? I have a young man that worked for me in 1982, and he went back home, and he has since that time in about 87, he's been running a personal training business up in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan. And it took me 2.5 years to get this guy to come into a Be Better group, maybe longer. And he told me that when I talked to him one day, and he told me how frustrated he was. And I said, you know, Troy, I said, you got to understand that the industry has changed for you and I who care. Because there's a lot of people that don't care about what they do that are out there doing this industry. And when you care, you have to change so you communicate better, because everybody's communicating the same way we communicated about weight loss only years ago. So I want to just – this is a string of texts that he sent me. And it said – he says, I know I told you this, but I'm so thankful you put me in contact with Phil. He has whipped me, beat me down, and got my mind and head turned in the right direction. My direction is clear, my passion is coming back, and the business has begun to pick up with nearly double the rates. Woohoo! How do you beat that? I no longer feel like I'm living in Groundhog Day, and he says it's helping me to get my systems back in place. Then he goes through and he tells me that he's done consults with 5 people producing $750 that he would have never charged because he wasn't charging for the orientation. They all signed up with the recurring $55 sessions. The 3 are doing 2 times a week, and 2 are doing 3 times a week, producing $940 more per month, for a total increase in 1 month of $1,690 for the same service as pre-Be Better. So I only tell you that because he's I think, David, are you the one that's on the other group that was the 9-week intensive?
Yeah, is that Troy you're talking about? Is that Troy Huggett?
That's Troy. So you know that Troy was one of these guys that he was battling the whole way, because, I mean, here I know him. I'm the guy that inspired him to get into the fitness business, and he's fighting me all these years. And I said, man, I just got to turn you over to Phil so that you'll get this. And you've been present in that, haven't you, and seen that change in him?
It's night and day. Night and day, Troy. I'll tell you, it's a long way.
Yeah, and so I wonder, in this group here, I wonder who's that person that is fighting, communicating, because I'm pretty sure that Troy's asking a lot of questions. I'm pretty sure that he's on the phone questioning what Phil says. So that's why Phil is so encouraging to you to speak.
Yeah, there's a lot of hey Tasha, there's a lot of I tried that before, but that didn't work. Kind of like the yeah, but thing. Yeah, but yeah, I hear you, but I tried that before. I tried something similar. I was doing this before. It didn't work.
Right.
So it was, and once he got out over that hurdle, man, the sky's been the limit for him. So.
And so, you know, from my standpoint, sitting back in the background listening to these calls every week, I think that you grow through being able to ask the questions and to participate. Because it's one thing to have it in a one-to-one kind of relationship with Phil, but that's not really time-efficient or the most efficient way for you to learn from the standpoint of exchange. So, again, I'm going to ask the question one more time because you have about 8 minutes. Is there anybody new that would like to share any challenge they have to what they perceive as their next step to make them better and to make this work for you and to put $2,000, let's say, or $3,000, whatever you say you want to put in your pocket next month? Is there anybody that would step up to that and like to share with us? Nobody? Well, I'm sorry that is there anybody out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, who's that?
Oh, I already asked my question.
Yeah, if there's anybody else. So, well, I don't know that I have much more to contribute unless you have a specific question for me to the conversation. I will again encourage you for the Max 10 because it was a big change to me in getting into the system of using the Max 10 as Phil will give you the background on next meeting. Again, I'm available if you ever want to get in contact with me and have a question. I'll be happy to share with you what we've been through. We have been able to build our business back up, and my time efficiency is a lot better now. I'm not doing those like Nathan was talking about. He said he was getting dominated by his schedule. I get teased now by my members because I'm using the spillover, and I don't get to come in a lot of times because they don't need me. And that's a good feeling to be when you're getting the spillover working for you. And I spend more time training my trainers than I do actually training clients. And the only clients I now take, and when I got with Phil, I was charging basically $30 a session. And I just signed my fifth person in the last 2 months that was a $6,000 for 10 weeks. And I'm getting ready to kick off the Transgenesis, which will be an $800 investment for 21 days. And you guys, at a point, put down on a piece of paper the hours that you spend making notes on these calls and the hours you spend to craft your orientation that you do. And then put a dollar to those hours and say, why wouldn't I charge more? Why wouldn't I do this and share this information? And that money-back guarantee, Kathy, was a big help because no one ever asked for their money back because they left with lots of information because, as I like to tell people, and I think we will be getting into it in this group very soon, is most trainers out there, the message they communicate is in the synergy triangle, that eat better food, have a concern for muscle, and get moderate aerobic exercise. Think of those other two triangles as how far ahead of them we are in educating the professionals that are around us that want the best person for the job that cares the most. And the only way you can transmit that is to speak to them face-to-face, nose-to-nose, when you get the opportunity, using your five a day and bringing them into your practice so you can thrill them. So with that, I'll end it like Phil does with 5 minutes to spare and tell you guys till next week with Phil. Be better.
Thank you, Tasso.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tasso.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Take care, guys.